Hey, everybody. Tim, the Charlie Kirk Show. Balloon across America. What does it mean for our country? Why didn't our leaders do anything about it? Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. And get involved with Turning Point USA today at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Start a high school chapter. Start a college chapter at tpusa.com. That is tpusa.com. Needs to be your starting point, your launching off point for all things Turning Point USA. Get involved at tpusa.com. Buckle up, everybody. Here we go.
Charlie, what you've done is incredible here.
Maybe Charlie Kirk is on the college campus.
I want you to know we are lucky to have Charlie Kirk.
Charlie Kirk's running the White House, folks.
I want to thank Charlie. He's an incredible guy. His spirit, his love of this country. He's done an amazing job building one of the most powerful youth organizations ever created, Turning Point USA.
We will not embrace the ideas that have destroyed countries, destroyed lives, and we are going to fight for freedom on campuses across the country. That's why we are here.
Brought to you by the loan experts I trust, Andrew and Todd at Sierra Pacific Mortgage at andrewandtodd.com. When we concluded our broadcast on Friday afternoon, the balloon was still hovering over our country. The balloon was making its way across Nebraska, Missouri, Kentucky, and now we know that it wasn't just a coincidence of where the balloon was going. This is not a weather balloon. The CCP is lying, obviously. They are secular, godless, Nazi-like regime. No, they were taking pictures of our military installations. Why did our government allow them to do that? So the balloon was eventually shot down over water after the balloon was able to take pictures of the Malmstrom Air Force Base, home of the 341st Military Wing, Ellsworth Air Force Base in South Dakota, it's right outside Rapid City, Joe Foss Field ANG in South Dakota, Sioux City ANG in Iowa, it's a National Guard base, Offutt Air Force Base in Nebraska, headquarters of the U.S. Strategic Command, Camp Ashland in Nebraska, Lincoln ANG in Nebraska, Fort Leonard Wood in Missouri. This is what the balloon was able to take pictures of. Our government just let it happen. They were just allowing the Chinese Communist Party to continue surveillance operations. Scott Air Force Base in Illinois, home of the Air Mobility Command. Fort Campbell in Tennessee, home of the Screaming Eagles, the 101st Airborne, Nashville ANG, Air National Guard in Tennessee. The Houston Barracks in Tennessee, the McGee Tyson Air National Guard, the Pope Air Force Base, the North Carolina Air Mobility Command, and then one of the largest military installations in the world, Fort Bragg, MCAS, New River, North Carolina, Camp Lejeune, North Carolina Military Training Facility, and then finally, the U.S. Coast Guard Station in Fort Macon. Now, of course, the balloon just happened to cross over all of those. It was just the pattern of the wind to just make a perfect trajectory, and our government allowed it. They were looking at it in the sky and pondering it while this military surveillance tool was able to take high-definition, real-time footage of all of our military bases. The balloon has now been shot down. The debris is well over 7 miles in the water if we're able to recover any of it. Why did we not shoot it down while it was over our own mainland? Well, Joe Biden is a foreign agent bought and paid for by the Chinese Communist Party, but our entire military seems to be that way. Let's play some tape here of the latest with the balloon over America. Pete Buttigieg was asked about it. CNN does actually a pretty good job of leading into it. Play cut 5.
The military gauged the different risks and the different benefits of different approaches, made the decisions that they did, brought this thing down without incident.
Right, but the presumption has got to be that the Chinese were able to gather intelligence hovering over the United States for day after day, especially over some of these sensitive sites.
I'm sure there's a similar presumption about what spy satellites do. That is well outside of my lane. I'm just glad that nobody was hurt as this thing came down.
I'm just glad nobody was hurt. First of all, Pete Buttigieg is a joke. He's an automaton. I really believe that Pete Buttigieg is our first artificially intelligent cabinet member. I just think that he is ChatGPT into a human being. It's just everything he says AI might as well say. Our entire national security was damaged in real time. Why did our government put up with this? I don't know about you, but I'm very angry about this entire episode. And nobody is taking this seriously, it seems. Even Republicans, I don't think, are taking this nearly as seriously as they need to. Just kind of allowing our greatest enemy to float a balloon and take pictures of our military bases. Why are we putting up with this? And the answer is because our government has been bought and paid for by the Chinese Communist Party for quite some time. And this was a slow motion insult, a slow motion reminder as to who actually is in charge of our government. But when I say the Chinese Communist Party is our greatest enemy, they don't believe that. The American government does not look at Xi Jinping or the CCP as an enemy. Mark Milley, cut 7, saying that China is not our enemy. Play cut 7.
China is not an enemy. And I think that's important for people to clearly understand. China is a rising power. And they've been clicking off at 10% growth for almost 30 years. Where you have economic growth of that magnitude typically follows military power. They are going to develop themselves and are developing themselves into a great power. That is not to say, however, that they are an enemy.
Yeah, they're not an enemy. They only dump fentanyl into our country that kills 30,000 people, over 100,000 drug overdoses a year. Not all of them are fentanyl related. TikTok on our phones so our teenagers can hate themselves, kill themselves, and become trans. Hacking our cyber grid, taking over our universities. Spying on us from the sky in our phones. And Mark Milley says, well, look, they're not an enemy. Well, and this is why. So the American elite has this wish. They're very weak, obviously, but they're also very woke. And their wish, because they worship money and they don't actually have any sort of patriotic allegiance to America, because they resonate with a 1619 project that we're actually a systemically racist country, is they have a desire for American-Chinese relations to go the same way that American-Japanese relations went in the early 1990s. I was recently listening to a series of lectures this last weekend about a completely unrelated topic, actually about Genesis, taught by the great Dennis Prager. He was doing these lectures in 1992, 1993, and all about Genesis going into the original biblical Hebrew. But it was very interesting, because as he was talking about a verse, he does some extemporaneous tangents. He was talking about, I know all of you in the audience are very worried about the rising Japanese power. It's interesting. As he said, it was like a fact in 1992, 93. He went on for 10 or 15 minutes talking about how the Japanese were buying Rockefeller Plaza, how they were the manufacturing juggernaut, how they were scaling up. And for about 10 minutes of this 30-year-old lecture now, he was talking to the audience, and you could hear them agreeing that Japan was this massive threat. And by the way, that anxiety towards the Japanese superpower in the late 80s and early 90s was totally warranted. They bought Pebble Beach. They were this rising power. And over a couple of years, Japan then, I think, made some serious monetary and fiscal mistakes. And now we consider Japan a very close ally. The American elites are so naive and they are so money-worshipping. What they're telling themselves is, look, the CCP might seem scary, but we want to go the same direction the last 30 years that we went Japan, where we're just going to be partners. They are categorically different nations, cultures, with different ambitions. The Chinese Communist Party, first of all, is allowed to have a military. Japan was basically not allowed to have a military because of our presence in Okinawa and the agreements put in place post-World War II. Secondly, the CCP is not acting like a competitor. They're acting like an adversary. They're acting like an enemy. But the American elites tell themselves, look, we've been through this before, the same way the Japanese. They looked like this big power in the early 1990s. The Chinese are going to kind of look that way. We're going to have a merging of cultures. The American hedge fund elite, the athletic elite, they believe that we are going to have this combo of American CCP come together and will live in complete harmony. But it might be a little messy. Who cares if they fly balloons? This is what they tell themselves, and they justify their actions. Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Thanks to your support, Patriot Mobile has emerged as one of the leaders in the parallel economy, and they have big news. Patriot Mobile now offers services with all three major networks. This means if you're with the big three and like the service but hate their values, you can access them with Patriot Mobile. They also offer a performance guarantee. If you're not happy with your coverage, then you could switch between the three major carriers for free. Patriot Mobile, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider, offers nationwide coverage of the best 4G and 5G networks, so you get the same great service while supporting a company that fights to preserve our God-given rights and freedoms. This new year, resolve to stop supporting companies that don't align with your values. Their 100% U.S.-based customer support team helps make switching easy. Just go to patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call them at 878-PATRIOT. I think very highly of Patriot Mobile. I love their team. Glenn and all of them, they do a wonderful job. Get free activation today with offer code Charlie. That is patriotmobile.com/Charlie or call 878-PATRIOT, patriotmobile.com/Charlie. Are we ready for war? I don't feel as if our military is ready for what we might be stumbling towards. First of all, we have this disaster in Ukraine that, despite my best attempts, I can't get somebody on this program, a lawmaker, to tell me what the heck success looks like in Ukraine. In fact, I've been telling Andrew and the whole team, can you get me a lawmaker that will come on our program and talk about Ukraine? Come on the show, tell me why we've spent $100 billion so far in Ukraine. Some people say it's less than that, but it certainly seems like it's at least $100 billion. Is it $130 billion now? Is that right? See, we don't even know the number. It's like Drew Carey and whose line is it anyway? Welcome to Sending Money to Ukraine, where the money is made up and the outcome doesn't matter. It's just y'all make it up. It's just $130, $100 billion. Let's just say it's over $100 billion, which is two GDPs of North Dakota. And for what reason? To stop Putin. Right. And then we have the CCP that is floating balloons over our homeland, taking pictures of our military installations. We have aging defense equipment. And it seems as if our military, they're acting as if they have a funding problem. We spend $1 trillion a year on our military. And what do we have to show for it? A clumsy, blunderous withdrawal from Afghanistan? The inability to be able to shoot down balloons out of the sky? Now, that's not totally fair. We did have the ability, so let me be very precise in my language, the willingness. I have no doubt that there were some patriots in our military that have the ability to shoot it down. Let me get this one of Joe Scarborough, he's become an angry person. Joe Scarborough is just screaming into the camera about how the GOP and Republicans keep on talking negatively about the United States military. And I think it's an open question. Do you have confidence currently in the United States military leadership, our capabilities, and our willingness? You see, the United States military largely mirrors and parallels the values of the American elite. This is one of the reasons why, starting in 2013 and 14, I repeatedly tried to warn people about the consequences of these insane ideas happening on college campuses. The idea that men can become pregnant, this trans nonsense, the idea of racially based quotas, what we call the woke, I was always told by conservatives that it would just be kind of quarantined on college campuses. You don't have to worry about it, Charlie. It's going to stay on college campuses. And then the shorthand answer I would always give is what happens on college campuses does not stay on college campuses. So now as the elite have become more anti-white, more pro-trans, less interested in American sovereignty, the military mirrors that. So the military becomes a DEI operation, no different than the HR department at Coca-Cola. So now Milley goes before Congress and he says he reads about white rage. So that goes from Oberlin College or Williams College or Wellesley or Harvard or Yale to the Joint Chiefs of Staff in 10 years. Here's Joe Scarborough getting really fired up. Play cut 17.
It's uniquely American. It's why the Ukrainians have shocked the world. It's why there's 200,000 Russian casualties, because of Ukrainian courage, Ukrainian persistence. But yes, American weapons, American know-how, and American training. Listen, our troops are the best in the world. They're the best they've ever been. And I'm sick and tired of Republicans trashing the United States of America. And I'm sick and tired of them trashing our men and women in uniform, suggesting we're in decline.
Do you think that we are a nation in decline? I tragically believe we are. And I also believe that if you lie to yourself that things are going really well, it's actually super unhealthy. Rents are soaring at unprecedented highs. If you're renting or have a friend or family member that is, now is a great time to make the move to homeownership. Look, you gotta own. Renting, that's great reset stuff. Andrew Del Rey and Todd Avakian at Sierra Pacific Mortgage have helped so many people make that leap from renting to owning, with lots of programs that offer first-time buyers assistance with little to no down payment needed. I encourage you right now to visit my buddies, their website. They're great guys. They're Christians. They're conservatives. They love the Lord. AndrewandTodd.com right now. The thing I love about these guys is it's not about the transaction. They're helping you create a plan to help you reach your goals. Give them a call or go to their website, AndrewandTodd.com. With today's still historically low interest rates, it's easier than you think to become a homeowner. I've relied on them, and producer Andrew has as well. I highly recommend you take action now. And if you know someone paying rent, tell them about Andrew and Todd. Go to AndrewandTodd.com and tell them the Charlie Kirk Show sent you. Joining us now is the great Carrie Lake. Carrie, I'm told you have LASIK advice for me.
Well, yes, you're going to love the results. It's almost like a miracle. You wake up and what you just can see, which is great. After, for me, being, you know, halfway blind my whole life, I couldn't see. I just was telling Andrew, your producer, make sure you have your pain meds ready. And I'm not a big pain med person, but eye pain is a pain that you're not used to, and it's not fun. And make sure you have it right there, ready to grab the minute that pain kicks in, because it can be a little bit painful.
I remember I had
my surgery, and everyone left the house. I was sleeping, and there were a couple of bottles, whatever the doctor had prescribed, but I couldn't see at the point. And I was trying to figure out which bottle was the one that was the pain pills. And anyway, I know you'll be taken care of. I'm sure that you know, Erica will be by you.
She will. I appreciate the advice, and I'm sick of having to wear contacts. So here we go. So Carrie, walk us through the latest news. The signature Fontes, your signature issue with Adrian Fontes. Walk us through it.
You know, this is really something else. These people who stole our election and took over office, now trying to weaponize our government against us. We've seen this with the federal government and what they're doing, or, you know, when they raided Mar-a-Lago, but they, you know, gently went into Joe Biden's garage to do their work. We need to have our government back, not weaponized against the people. And that's what Adrian Fontes and Katie Hobbs and Chris Mays are trying to do. We put out a tweet showing evidence that was presented before Arizona senators in an Arizona Senate committee on election integrity and election reform. We showed that it was sent out a week and a half earlier on the Senate hearing. And they put that out through the World Wide Web. It was streamed out across the world on the internet. And a year earlier, they put those same signatures out as well to show how messed up our signature verification process is, where a scribble counts as a signature, where a totally mismatched signature signs as your signatures when it doesn't even match. So this is just them trying to weaponize the government. It's not going to go anywhere, and they're just trying to scare me, and I will not be intimidated by these people.
It's so Orwellian, right? So here you are showing publicly that signatures obviously don't match. And instead of getting upset that their process is validating and approving fraudulent signatures, they go after the person that exposes it. So it is this theme that we're seeing, the crime of noticing, which is you're not allowed to notice it, Carrie Lake. You're not allowed to say, and by the way, I hesitate to even put this up on the live stream because knowing these people, they consider anything publicizing a criminal act. So please do not put it on the live stream, guys. Don't do that. No, I mean,
isn't that sad though?
It's already been
around the world a million times, and it was actually put out on a live stream from the Arizona Senate on two occasions. And they're trying to paint me out to be a criminal, and it's horrible. They'll do it to me. They'll do it to every single citizen. They're trying to force us to comply with their rules, and these are not good people. This guy is a former cartel lawyer who's taking control of the Secretary of State's office. And it's really frightening where our government is going. And you're right. It's a crime of noticing. We know what happened on Election Day, the sabotage of Election Day. We're trying to show how messed up the process is so that we can get honest elections that all Arizonans, Democrats, independents, and Republicans alike can have faith in. You know, there is a poll out there that I think it's 72% of Arizonans believe that our elections are a mess. They don't believe they're honest. This isn't just a Republican issue. This is all voters, and we demand fair, honest, transparent elections. And I'm going to work hard to see to it that we get that here in Arizona.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, again, I'm looking at what you posted here, and out of abundance of caution, knowing the new regime that runs Arizona, we're just going to describe it. The signatures aren't even close. I mean, they are not even close. It's obviously somebody's just making these up and signing on the behalf of somebody else.
Right. It would be like giving a 3-year-old mm-hmm. A crayon and telling them to write out, you know, their dad's name. And then you take the dad's signature.
Yes.
It is that bad, mismatched, obviously not the same people signing. And I will tell you this, for those of you who love mail-in ballots, I'm sure that you view your ballot, your signature, your vote as sacred. You don't want someone forging your signature. I believe that of all good, decent Arizonans. They don't want that. And I'm trying to tell them this is what's going on. This is how messed up our system is. And Adrian Fontes, who was in charge when this whole system came out, he doesn't want people seeing it, because I think it's going to the breadcrumb trail will lead right back to his doorstep.
It is the crime of noticing. So Carrie, how do we fix this then? Because one of my big concerns is we're receiving email after email of people saying, in Arizona, they're not trolls, they're legitimate people. I'm never voting again. And there was people actually that said, I refuse to vote in your election, Carrie. And they stayed at home because they said it's rigged. So our own voters who watch this show are done voting. How do we make sure that doesn't happen?
I hear it. I mean, I hear it from people as well. And I don't blame them for that frustration. There's no one more frustrated than me. Let me tell you, 525 days on the campaign trail, presenting incredible policy to help us through some of these really big problems we have, common sense policy that would be good for all Arizonans, and then to have it torn away, sabotage, stolen. It's frustrating. But don't you think that's exactly what they want? The biggest frustration for the globalists and the people pushing, the uniparty pushing this, has been that the real people, real everyday Arizonans and Americans, have woken up and gotten involved in the political system. That is the last thing the political elite want. They don't want the grassroots involved. And they keep doing this to us, hoping that we'll just throw our hands up and say, forget it, I'm out. They go to the LD meetings and they make it so frustrating that they hope that the grassroots folks would just say, forget this, I'm not going to get involved. It's exactly what they want. This is the time when the fight really begins, and we have to double down. We do have to show up and vote, even in their rigged system. Makes it even harder for them to cheat. I mean, they had to pull out all the stops in 2022. It made 2020 almost look like child's play. They did it in broad daylight, right in front of our eyes. It's going to be harder for them next time. It's going to be harder the next time. And we're just going to keep showing up and poking them in the eye. We got to do that. We can't give them what they want, which is for we the people to go away, turn around, put our head back in the sand.
Are there going to be any movements that you're aware of or involved in with Richer or Gates or a potential recall of the governor here in Arizona?
I would like to explore that. I really would. I've had many people reaching out to me saying, let's recall these people. I think it's worth exploring. And it would be quite a feat to take on, an undertaking to deal with all of that. But I think it's worth it. The way they're running the state into the ground, some of the policies they're pushing are horrific. I mean, just Katie Hobbs' budget proposal to pull 40 million away from our border, which is wide open. And anything we have that's working down there, she wants to take money out of, removing the barrier that Ducey put up a couple of months before he left office. She is absolutely dead set on destroying our border and our sovereignty as a state. She took money out of the pregnancy centers where young mothers go in and say, I want to keep my baby, but I'm afraid I need help. She took money out of that, opting to put it into pro-abortion clinics. So we've got somebody who is not really aligning with the people of Arizona, and we need to do something. I'm willing to explore that. I've got my hands full with a legal case right now, but I'm not closing my eyes to the fact that we need to get these people out of office.
Carrie, some people are clamoring for you to run for the U.S. Senate. I had a lot of people reach out this weekend over it. We got Gallego running. Sinema might run. Therefore, there's a very clear lane for a three-way race. Is this something you're interested in? Something you're entertaining? What are your thoughts?
Yes, I am entertaining it. I mean, my number one priority is our court case. And I have full confidence in our court case, and I have hope that we'll get a judge to do the right thing. But I'm also looking at what happens if we don't get a decent ruling in that. Mm-hmm. And they want me to go away. They want our movement to go away. I represent We the People. And if they want us gone so badly that they're willing to steal an election, then I'm not going to let them have that. I won't go away. And I've seen some internal polling that shows I am the only Republican who can beat these other two. Mm-hmm. I find both of them incredibly dangerous to the people of Arizona.
Yeah, they are.
I find them, you know, Kyrsten Sinema's voting record being 83%, or rather 93% of the time voting for Joe Biden's agenda. I find Ruben Gallego being a self-admitted socialist really frightening for Arizona. And if I'm the only Republican who can beat them, I would be willing to jump in. But again, my first priority is my court case. If I did jump in, it would be contingent that if my court case was successful, that I would then step over and take the governorship.
That would be something. Boy, that would be terrific.
Well, we know it's happened before. I mean, people forget that in our history in Arizona, a governor's rigged election was challenged and the good guys won. The good guys won. It took some time, but the good guys won.
Just to remind everybody, the Arizona Senate race is shaping up to be extremely unusual if things remain as they are. Sinema running as an independent, Gallego running as a Marxist Democrat, and then a Republican lane. And in Arizona, which is basically one-third Democrat, one-third independent, one-third Republican, it opens it up to a very, it's unprecedented, impossible to poll, impossible to predict, impossible to know what would happen in a presidential year where the top of the ticket will likely be Donald Trump. So there'll be increased Republican turnout, increased kind of MAGA turnout. It seems very compelling, Carrie, at least looking at 35,000 foot view. But we got to go. Carrie, God bless you. We'll be covering your court challenge. And thank you for the LASIK advice.
Thank you. I'm going to keep you in my prayers, Charlie. You, everything's going to go great.
Appreciate Bye-bye. It. Thank you. Welcome back, everybody. Email us freedom@charliekirk.com and subscribe to the Charlie Kirk Show podcast. I don't know if we have any of the images out of Turkey, Syria border. It's so catastrophic and so horrific. And again, maybe some of you struggle with this, maybe some of you don't, but you have to be very honest with things that challenge your faith. And natural disasters, which are not man-made, so they are in some sort of a dynamic that is above man, is very difficult. Again, that's not a reason not to have faith. It's not a reason to abandon a belief in the divine. I think those arguments are silly and shallow. But yeah, when you see 18,000 people who woke up and they die because of an act of God, as they will say, which I reject that framing, let's just say an act of a natural disaster, it's very difficult. Again, that is not a reason not to believe in God. Other people agree. freedom@charliekirk.com. This does not challenge my faith. Charlie, this makes sense. I don't know if it's hard for me to say it makes sense as a religious person. It doesn't. Now, the one comfort that I can say is that the sovereignty of God is above our comprehension. If everything was up for us to understand, sin enters a perfect world, you're going to get calamity and chaos and disaster and destruction. And so we as religious people have to grapple with this. We should. Just like secular people have to grapple with all the beauty in the world. Okay, I want to talk about Sam Smith. He was giving a performance at the Grammys last evening, which was obviously satanic. Let's play cut 15. It's a B-roll. This is Sam Smith. I guess Sam is trans or something, right? In some way? I don't know. Here is Sam Smith, who apparently people like watching. All brought to you by Pfizer, by the way. Wearing devil horns, doing a performance at the Grammys, which is obviously satanic. And of course, the media coverage of this is, they say, conservatives outraged that this is satanic. Yes, I mean, it is. I mean, that is Luciferian. Sam Smith stages satanic Grammy performance with strippers and devil horns. And we're supposed to be told by the ruling elite, there is no spiritual war. That's a QAnon conspiracy. Like, yeah, just take a look at the... That's at the Grammys. That's not some sort of hidden performance. I do wonder, when they were rehearsing this and they were writing this, that someone didn't say, hey, maybe this is a little bit too on the nose, a little bit too Luciferian. And look, I mean, Sam Smith, I don't know anything about, I don't know if he's a kind person, I don't know if he's a cruel person, I don't know if he's a good person or a bad person, but he definitely is at war with his own nature. He's at war with his own gender, right? He's gender queer. He's at war with how God made him. He's rebelling with how God made him, which is, I'm not saying Sam Smith himself is Luciferian, but look at his first television appearance, cut 19. Look what Hollywood does to you. Play cut 19. No, won't you stay with me? 'Cause you're all I need. This ain't love, it's clear to see. But darling, he's very talented. I've heard him actually perform once, and I went to one of his concerts. I was at a party once, and all of a sudden, Sam Smith showed up and started to sing. Very talented. And now look at him. Play it again. So just remember that image. Innocent Sam Smith, suit and tie. And now look at Luciferian Sam Smith. Just play that again as B-roll as we close this segment out. I mean, we're obviously in a spiritual war, good versus evil. And I'm going to pray for Sam Smith. I hope he repents with this ridiculous display. But it's not just him. It's the copy editors. It's the lighter. Everyone that is involved in this, we are in a battle of good versus evil. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. Email me your thoughts, as always, freedom@charliekirk.com. Thank you so much for listening, and God bless.
For more on many of these stories and news you can trust, go to charliekirk.com.